This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. You know what they say about an apple a day keeping the doctor away? Well, two USF students are hoping that one apple might help keep an entire neighborhood healthy. Information technology student Hector Angus and medical school student Andrea Little have opened One Apple Grocery in Plant City in part to provide relief in a so-called food desert.
Food desert is an area where the residents don't have access to fresh fruits or nutritious foods, let's say.
So that's one of the problems that we're trying to tackle as well with One Apple, is being able to provide the fresh produce for the families.
One Apple's target customers are members of Florida's WIC program. WIC, which stands for Women, Infants, and Children, provides low-income clients with financial aid so that they can buy healthy food. But the program is very specific, not only in terms of what they can buy, but also in how much they can buy. For example, clients can purchase juice, but only if it's in one of four sizes, if it's in a plastic bottle or jug, and only if it's 100% juice, not a blend. And believe it or not, there's a whole other set of rules about refrigerated plastic jugs or cartons of juice. Little wants to help customers navigate what can be at times a very difficult system.
In a way, it's very good that they are so precise because they are securing the fact that they are only getting healthy food items. And the other side of that, it's sometimes difficult for them to find the right items. So what we do here at One Apple is we only stock approved items for WIC. So anytime family comes in and they're shopping with their WIC EBT cards or vouchers, everything in the store is already pre-approved.
One Apple originally had a store in the Sulphur Springs neighborhood of Tampa for 3 years, but closed that location due to problems with the landlord. Their new store is located on Baker Street in Plant City, right across from the local WIC office.
Oftentimes, the clients are underserved in more ways than just food, so by being in close proximity to the WIC clinic, we can help those who have limited access to transportation.
Angus is a proponent of WIC.
One of the things that I never get tired of saying is that every dollar spent on WIC saves $3 on Medicaid or Medicare. So basically, what we're doing through nutrition is we're securing health outcomes.
But he wants people to know One Apple serves more than just WIC customers.
We have a few clients from the area since we've been open. They like the store. They like to see. This is basically the only grocery store they have in probably about a mile from where we are right now.
Little, who just completed her third year of medical school, is using the store to also further her business education. One Apple is the topic of her studies in the USF Health's Business Scholarly Concentration Program, which lets healthcare providers in training explore the business side of medicine outside of school. In addition, she's taking some time off from med school to start pursuing her MBA, which led to the question, how do you balance your time?
That's a question I get often, and I still have yet to find the answer for it.
One Apple is a member of USF Connect's Student Innovation Incubator, which provides business advice and assistance to student entrepreneurs. Keosha Poole is co-founder of the incubator.
For me, it feels like a child moving forward. I believe for the university and for USF Connect and all of our partners, I think it feels like we are supporting the right businesses coming out of USF.
It's assistance that Angus and Little certainly welcome.
I never saw myself running a grocery store because I didn't have any knowledge of this field. This is an adventure that I'm going into with my partner, and so far we have sometimes cried, sometimes we have find a lot of joy.
To see video from the formal grand opening of One Apple and to learn more about the store, visit the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.